Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, November 19th. I'm Wayne Pratt.
I've spent 23 years as an elected official in the city. Serving as mayor during these past 4 years has been far and away the biggest honor of my life.
St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson announcing yesterday that she will not seek a second term. We'll have more on that in just a bit. Also today, a new state law allows families in Missouri to set up cameras in the rooms of nursing home residents, but some are having trouble installing the technology.
In the beginning, it was like, well, we have to check with our corporate office. Okay, well, we're still checking with our corporate office. Now we have to check with the state and stall after stall after stall.
St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon will tell us about nursing home cameras in Missouri. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson is not seeking re-election. She is retiring from public office. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
By her own admission, Crewson's 4 years in office have been challenging. The city has seen several rounds of protests over racial inequity and police brutality, starting just months after she took office. Homicides in 2020 are approaching record levels, and the coronavirus pandemic punched a large hole in the city's budget. But Crewson remains optimistic.
The momentum that we had before COVID is not gone. It is providing jobs today, and it will provide more jobs in the future. And a new mayor will lead us forward.
Crewson, 68, spent 20 years as the 28th Ward Alderwoman before being elected mayor in 2017. She was also the chief financial officer for a local architecture and design firm. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
And Rachel will have more on Crewson's time as mayor today on St. Louis on the Air. That begins at noon on St. Louis Public Radio. COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker says scientific models project that by the middle of winter, the average number of deaths reported daily could reach levels four or five times higher than the peak of pandemic deaths in the spring.
A risk that grows as hospitals become increasingly filled by more patients and as more of our heroic healthcare workers get sick, leading to staffing shortages.
Those projections are based on implementing no further restrictions. Pritzker says people need to wear a mask, keep their distance, and avoid large gatherings, including upcoming Thanksgiving holiday dinners, in order to save lives. Some St. Louis County restaurant owners opposing new COVID-related restrictions have filed their anticipated lawsuit. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, they are seeking a temporary restraining order and other relief to keep dining rooms open.
For the next month, St. Louis County restaurants aren't allowed to serve customers indoors, but plaintiffs, including the Missouri Restaurant Association and about two dozen county restaurants, hope their lawsuit will change that. The suit claims the county has made it impossible for restaurants to safely conduct business by creating, quote, ever-changing, indefinite, arbitrary, and capricious laws they have no authority to create. It also claims County Executive Sam Page and co-director of the County Public Health Department, Emily Doucette, have avoided seeking approval from the County Council when it comes to new restrictions. Page says the county's attorneys will look into legal options to get these businesses to comply with the new public health order. He says they don't understand the severity of the pandemic. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Madison County Board is sending a controversial resolution about police back to a committee for more discussion. The symbolic measure criticizes the protests that arose after George Floyd's killing and would declare Madison County's support for the police. The resolution says the protest movement has put officers' lives in danger. Some residents condemn that resolution and want the board to embrace racial justice. They held a rally against the measure yesterday in Edwardsville. It's been more than 2 months since Missouri's electronic monitoring law went into effect. It allows families to set up cameras in nursing home residents' rooms. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, some have run into unexpected challenges while trying to install the technology.
Walia Rakem used to visit her 73-year-old mom at Life Care Center of St. Louis about three times a week. She'd bring fried chicken for dinner, and they'd hug and chat. In March, when the pandemic forced the nursing home to shut its doors to visitors, Rakem stood outside so they could at least see each other. But she says her mom, who has dementia, was confused. She didn't understand why her family couldn't come inside.
We was like, oh, we wish she could, you know, hug you. Because she's like, you can. You're just 2 feet away from me. Open the door. I'm like, oh, my God.
So when Rakem and her siblings heard about a new Missouri law that would allow them to install a camera in their mom's room, they jumped on it. The siblings pooled their money, about $250, and bought a Google tablet for her room. They hooked it up with no issues, and staff set it on her bedside table. But then a few days later,
all of a sudden, I could not get back on it. Like, I couldn't log back on.
Life Care Center staff had turned off the tablet. The facility's director told Rakem she needed to get written permission from her mother's roommate and fill out a form to be sent to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. She did both, and for the past 2 months, she's been waiting, calling the facility again and again.
In the beginning, it was like, well, we have to check with our corporate office. Okay, well, we're still checking with our corporate office. Now we have to check with the state. And okay, now we got to get the paperwork. I mean, every stall after stall after stall. But it's just been frustrating.
Under the new state law, a facility cannot refuse a family's request to install a camera, says Chin Hung, program director for Voice, an organization that advocates for residents in long-term care. But he says there's no specific timeline for when they have to get it done. And that means families and staff have to cooperate with each other in order to get these devices installed.
This is actually a process of negotiation. If you don't compromise, then things probably will not get done until after COVID.
Many nursing homes are dealing with staff shortages, and at the same time, they're trying their best to keep the coronavirus at bay. And some, Hung says, are understandably wary about the possibility of visitors passing the virus to elderly residents.
Let's say if there is 20 households in this facility that want to get their camera installed, then we are talking about at least 20 visitors that come in. And that's actually very dangerous.
Facilities are not required to allow relatives inside to install the devices. But in some cases, in order to get things done, nursing home staff are taking on the task themselves. Marianne Schrader is the social services director at McKnight Place Extended Care. The St. Louis County Nursing Home is still closed to visitors, so Schrader installed a camera herself in a resident's room while his family stood outside the window and told her where to place it. Schrader says the cameras are just another way to communicate, but she adds that staff were a little uneasy at first.
I think we were all concerned of, you know, what is the intent? What is the purpose? But the family said right away, we just want to make sure our loved one is safe and see if we can help. And that's truly how it has been.
Advocates say ensuring the safety of nursing home residents and strengthening family relationships was always the goal of the legislation, which has been years in the making. Joanne Morrow of the Missouri Coalition for Quality Care says the pandemic pushed the issue to the forefront, but the reality is there are a lot of challenges to getting these cameras installed right now.
I think that probably the electronic monitoring would not pick up until after, you know, we're able to get into nursing homes the way we used to be.
In St. Louis, Walia Rakem is still waiting for Life Care Center staff to put the camera she bought back in her mom's room. She believes staff there are taking good care of her mom, but she knows that her dementia is getting worse, that she's slipping away every day.
I just want to make sure she remembers us, you know. I don't want her to get lost. I'm just trying to do what I can so she's not lost.
Rakem doesn't know when she'll be able to hug her mom again. So for now, that camera is the only connection they have. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Maria Altman edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.